Guys, we're having too much fun here on this afternoon at Passion Radio 95.7 FM in this hour. I should say in this hour because we did pre-record this interview with Pam and Bob Bamba. The Bamba family, they're all here in the studio today. But we're talking about the transfer of the ministry to the Philippines and the steps that are already in place that are taking us there. And Pam was talking about sharing the vision with friends. After she'd seen the Passion play, after she'd been in it here, played in the orchestra, she began to think about how this might look going back home to the Philippines. Then she started to share the vision with some folks who expressed no interest. And all of a sudden, there was your friend Wendy, who began to ask all these questions, and things began to move. You said it scared you.
That is right, Pastor Stan. And I have a lot of reasons why. You see, my hometown, the South, is one of those places in the Philippines where in the peace and order are, I mean, it's
we see it in the news. It shows up from time to time. It shows up that there's conflict between the Islamic community,
right.
And also with the Catholic community that's there. They run into one another from time to time.
That's true. And in fact, like I said, I mentioned about Marawi before, and I think that was 3-4 years ago. It was one of the places where in the government, actually, I mean, they send in planes, bombers,
wow.
and
it's big news.
Yes, and you see, Iligan is just 30 minutes to by car, and mm-hmm. I thought to myself, how are we going to do this? You know, I cannot guarantee safety for the people us that would be there initially to help these people set up the play. And then there's also the part of financially, how are we going to carry this being a third world country?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that was on my mind at that time. So I kind of stepped back, and that's when actually I started talking to you and Pastor Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized during one of our discussions that you mentioned that it's not our job to be scared, and it's not our job to plan. God is just going to send, you know, people to prepare all this, and even God is going to prepare the hearts for those who would eventually hear the word.